All right, boys and girls, we have bingo today and we have several things to go over. I'm going to wait until the numbers stabilize and we will get going. I do understand that numbers are low across the cluster in the last couple days. That is unsurprising given the unpleasantness that is occurring in the real world. We will briefly touch on that and then move forward. As usual, if you are new to Firesides or just kind of confused and want to get your free bingo square, we do these in Elysium at conference.kinfleet.com. We do not do these on the Mumble Chit Chat channel because I have Mumble in minimal view and will not see anything you ask. And I have some updates on the cap training op, which is going to be at 21:30. It's not going to be immediately after the Fireside, but I'm going to herf some blurfs and make sure that people that are confused and don't really know exactly what they're doing get their shit together so that we can do the cap training op today as planned. So I will repeat this later on in the Fireside when we talk about the cap training, but just to get this out of the way now, Dave has asked me to tell you guys to move yourselves on the test server in your supercaps to mtaco using the /move me command, the singularity testing keepstar. There you go. All right. Before I make an ass of myself on the Fireside, can any other old fox like me tell me whether you pronounce the name of the certain piano guy? Is it Warren Zevon or Warren Zevon? And I've never gotten that right. I love rolling the headless Thompson gunner, and I can't ever, when it's time to say his name out loud, I just, Zevon. All right, that's what I thought. Okay, good, good, thank you. The reason that we're going to be talking about this is simple. There's an elephant in the room. That elephant in the room is the fact that there is a massive international conflict that may or may not be breaking out. Shit is wild and crazy. And instead of just sort of tiptoeing around that ugly fact on the Fireside and acting like this is not happening, I have a little bit of life advice I would like to give everyone unasked for from Warren Zevon himself. Warren Zevon has nothing to do with war. Warren Zevon, at one point ended up on a David Letterman interview, and he gave a bit of life advice because he had unfortunately been diagnosed with cancer. David Letterman was asking him, you know, what do you have to say to anybody who find themselves in your situation or just life advice in general? Because Warren Zevon was a guy who really knew how to, you know, break the fucking bone open and suck the marrow out and live life. And he said to enjoy every sandwich. And I think that's important. I think it's important because at the same time as we are witnessing all of this deep unpleasantness breaking out in the real world, we are also seeing what appears to be an end to all of the pandemic nightmare, right? At least here in the United States, certain areas are removing their mask mandates finally, and life is beginning to open up again. It is an interesting, it is a frightening, it is a freaky time for life to be opening up again just in time for all of this unpleasantness to break out. But I want to suggest to anyone that if you are still in kind of a bunker mentality, or if you are otherwise in a situation where you're like, gosh, why is the cool zone so cool? Why are there too many slices? Why are so many things going on? I suggest to you to enjoy every sandwich. My girlfriend and I, we've been making a point of going outside, you know, walking around, eating, drinking, living, loving, and doing all that we can to enjoy ourselves and enjoy life despite everything that is going on. And I know it is a big shift going from pandemic to all of this. And I just wanted to suggest to everyone to enjoy every sandwich. That's what we are doing. And I think that that is the way forward. So where do we go from here? Obviously, the gaming community in a lot of different areas has been disrupted by this conflict. That is also the case here, and we have a no politics rule that covers it. The last thing that we want is World War III breaking out in our gaming communities. This is something that everyone is having to navigate in their own way, and the general consensus across EVE Online is the correct consensus, which is while the political leadership of our various countries may be going at it, there is no reason for us to bring that into this video game where we continue to establish and maintain a no politics rule. I've been very proud of this organization because we have not needed to actually engage on any of the no politics stuff. We haven't had to crack down on anyone. We haven't had to herf blurfs. Everybody kind of realizes that the world is insane in the 2020s. We are in the cool zone. We are rolling with it. So I want to give credit to everyone in the Imperium and indeed in credit to everyone in EVE Online in general for keeping their shit together. And that is pretty surprising and awesome. So high fives all around there. Now, let's talk about some EVE shit. Here is the deal. Right now in EVE Online, things look like they are potentially going to get exciting. They're not directly exciting in our theater of war. We have things happening in the East, which are interesting. There are things happening in EVE in the Galactic Northwest, as we're seeing today. All of Pappy is reassembling because NCNPL desperately needed the full help of the newly relocated Pandemic Horde to kill a final timer in Venal against Boss and the other local Venal residents. They are outnumbered, they are outblobbed, and they will almost certainly end up retreating to where they already were, which is in NPC Venal, because trying to do incursions against NPC residents is really, really stupid. But I am sure you're going to see some herfing of blurfs and a massive Pappy assembling in the Galactic Northwest today in order to finally deal with the final timer of a Fortizar, which is hilarious, and you should absolutely feel free to make fun of them for doing that. The fact that NCNPL needed that bailout is hysterical. However, as a consequence of this, because they have taken too long, because they have been humiliated in their attempts in Venal, you are also seeing larger numbers of the Pappies working together. You're seeing groups of 900 at a go. And I think that that means that we need to be able to anticipate that and prepare for that ourselves. Even as the enemy is far away, this is one of the reasons why we are having our capital training op. We want everyone who has forgotten the arts of wood chippering and war, if you are new, if you are rusty, if you've come back after some time away, if you've forgotten what it is like to utilize a capital ship in EVE Online in anger, there has never been a better time to prepare. And as a result, at 21:30, we're going to have our first monthly capital training op of the time that we've had in a while. We need you to get your shit ready on the test server. You need to make sure that your shit is out of assets safe and that you're ready to rock. You have until 21:30. At that capital training op, you do not need to be a member of Capswarm. You don't need to be part of anything special. You need to be willing to learn how to use anger. I suggest writing down any questions you may have between now and 21:30 such that you can ask them when it is pinged. And generally get ready for this. We need to shake the dust off, because after these guys get done in Venal, maybe they will be coming to visit us. Hope springs eternal. And in the meantime, we will be monitoring the situation. So 21:30, capital training op after the fireside, gonna be a thing. Make sure you guys are ready to rock. There's a question about, do we mean dreads or just supercarriers? It means anything, actually. The point of a capital training op is that you can turn up with any of your caps and say, how do I shot web? All of the capital ships, bring them, bring your questions. The reason why we do these, and if you guys were around before the war, you may remember this if you started during the war or otherwise knew. When we are not at war, we will typically have a monthly capital training op on the test server precisely to be able to do this, to keep people remembering how these things work, newer players that get them, because again, the goal is for all goons and all of our friends to get rich and turn that wealth into military power. This is how we teach you how to do these things when there aren't Pappies coming to just conveniently wood chipper themselves into our guns and into our fighters. So I'm really happy that Dave and the entire gang got together to help throw this cap training op. And this is something that you can expect on a monthly basis. We are going to be doing these because we want you guys to know how to use these ships in anger, because they're critically important for our survival during the Vietnam War. And they will be critically important going forward. So this is not just a one-off thing. The punchline there is the cap trainings are not a one-off thing. This is something we are restarting. We'll be doing these once a month until the next time we find ourselves in a hot capital war, and thus it's not necessary to have the training ops. It'll be on the last Sunday of every month. And I want, again, big shout-outs to Dave and anyone who's been associated with anybody who is about to be helping out with this op, because they are essentially willing to be mentors and babysitters for those of you who are absolutely clueless with caps. We expect that. We know that. We're going to teach you what to do. All right. We have some other updates. There are a lot more action. There's a lot more action in Delve recently. There's a lot of action involving bombers. If I can get a link to the Astro Doctrine thread linked in Elysium, I would appreciate that. We have a number of Homeland Defense Doctrines, and it depends upon what the enemy is bringing has a huge impact on what we drop on the enemy. So we have Astros, we have Stupid Idiot Fleet. These are both active Homeland Defense doctrines. Obviously, we throw Harpies at anything that moves. Still, nothing wild and crazy there. But Astros are really good for dealing with enemy bomber groups. There are enemy bomber groups. And so, yeah, if you don't have your Sin, if you don't have your Stupid Idiot Fleet ready to rock, make sure you have Astros ready to go. Ideally, you want to have all of these things because all Homeland Defense doctrines are inherently opportunistic. The enemy turns up in a certain place, and we have a certain amount of time to get our shit together to put steel on target and get out there. So whenever defense ping, the single most important thing is that you are ready to hop into that fleet immediately and get out there. Please keep doing that. It's been wonderful. And yeah, absolutely. Harpies are very useful during Homeland Defense. I should herf that a little bit more because I keep forgetting that, of course, there are always going to be new people joining and rejoining the organization. Harpies has been a part of Imperium Homeland Defense forever that I almost take it for granted, like the sky being blue, that of course we have a Harpy Homeland Defense doctrine, but just in case it needs to be said, there you go. Astros, Harpies, and Stupid Idiot Fleets. That's what we're looking for here, guys. And you can see some useful battle reports linked in Elysium there of what we've managed to do with them. They're very easy to get into, and there you go. So there's one other thing that I want to do that we're talking about preparation. And in this case, some of the preparation is for CCP things that are going to come down the line. We know that there is a patch coming in March, which is going to be changing. It's going to be adding compression. It's going to be changing battleships. It's going to be unnerfing our resists partially from the surgical strike thing. We don't have a date on that yet, unless that date has been announced well in the last 24 hours. I don't think so. But on any given Tuesday in March, this shit is going to go in. Part of what we need to be doing is building up some of our industrial capacity and stockpiling material to be able to take advantage of the Rattata administration getting its head out of its ass, at least partially, at least allegedly, maybe, crossing our fingers, we might start to see some of the Rattata administration pull its head out of its ass. And so in anticipation of that, Ranger Gamma has already linked the thread. Thank you very much. There is actually even a 2.0 version of our home economics thread. Let me take a look at this. So we have both the home economics, welcome to home ec thread 2, and we have a much more detailed announce on how to set up low effort PI planets. CCB is insisting that they're putting PI in all sorts of everything. I myself have managed to run a 24 planet chain earlier in the war. It is not that hard. There is initially a lot of clicking, but we have a particular need for four types of P1 PIs, which, of course, bacteria, water, chiral structures, and protein. So enjoy your bingos, those of you that got your bingos. You don't have to go as hardcore as Hyper Viper. Hyper Viper is gone. You know Hyper Viper, he does everything at maximum, and that dude is out there rocking like a 65-planet setup. You do not need to hit that sort of Stankonivite level of productivity. What we need you to do is pitch in if you can. Even a few planets will help. You do not need to have 65, even if it is a small homeland, you know, a home garden in your back that craps out some P1 PI. It is going to help us out a lot. And thank you for those of you that helped make these threads such that we could explain to people how to make these things. Stankovite, I don't know how to actually pronounce it. That's something that I got from reading books. It is a Soviet Union reference. Stankanovite, thank you. There you go. Between the Warren Zevon stuff earlier, I didn't expect. Maybe this will end up being a new bingo square, is Elysium helps Mittens pronounce words. There you go. Okay, we're going to take some questions. I have actually a personal request for you guys that has nothing to do with EVE Online. We are looking to convince the Zuckerberg algorithm that my little furniture store, my partner and I's little furniture store, actually exists. And in order to do that, we would appreciate it if people could like Madfern Design on Instagram and Facebook. I've been taught I need to get better at shilling and doing a shameless plug. And essentially what happens is if we don't have enough likes on Facebook or on Instagram, the Zuckerberg algorithm thinks that we don't yet. So if you feel like helping out and don't want to buy furniture, you don't have to stay. You can the thing as soon as you've liked it. We just want some help on getting past the Zuckerberg zone of your furniture store doesn't exist. Help out if you feel like it. We're going to take some actual questions related to EVE Online right now. And yes, thank you, Penguin Bacon. That is the Facebook page. And yeah. I'm a Gen Xer, so I didn't like grow up with the whole like and subscribe sort of culture, but I'm trying to get with the times. All right. Let's take some questions about EVE Online and internet spaceships. FanFest tickets and pub crawl tickets. That is a good question. People, if you've never done the FanFest pub crawl before, it is probably worth buying it. There's been some debate in years past about pub crawl, yay or nay. I am probably going to go ahead and do it, though in the past I have not done the pub crawl, the official one. But I think since it's the first time I've had a chance to get together at FanFest in a post-pandemic world, I'm just going to buy the ticket and take the ride. Are we going to see some new and exciting battleship doctrines? That is a very good question. Part of that is future plans. So if some of you are looking for a future plans bingo square, go ahead and do that. However, I would say, and honestly, I'm afraid if I say this here, somebody from the Rotati administration will take some notes down and nerf the hell out of it. But essentially, I would say that the upcoming battleship changes are going to take our already existing exciting battleship doctrines and make them way more exciting, right? We have Stupid Idiot Fleet, which is, it's Stupid Idiot Fleet. It's blips at a lot block scale. That's cool. We have Super Trains, Can't Stop the Rock. That is just getting even more amazing. And the bog standard traditional all-rebel Baltech fleet also getting a huge buff. So in general, I wouldn't anticipate that we're going to be like, hey, guys, here's a new battleship doctrine that's completely out of whole cloth. We are very excited to do this, though, because we love battleships. We have always loved battleships. Battleships at scale are hilarious. This organization is the first in EVE history to put 1,100 battleships on the field back in the Fountain War. So obviously we're pumped, and I'm pumped to the point that I don't want to, you know, I'm afraid to jinx it, right? Like the CCP monkey's paw is always very much in the back of our minds. If goons say they like something, then gosh, it must be bad. So, you know, cross your fingers and we will see. On one of these Tuesdays in March, we will hopefully get a good battleship buff. Is there an uncommon delay in AltCorp acceptance? That's a good question. I'll have to investigate that. Thank you for bringing that up. So there shouldn't be an additional delay in AltCorp acceptance, but I will find that out. AltCorp apps are processed when they are processed, and asking about it is a great way to make it take longer. There you go. That's the honest answer. I don't believe that we actually have an artificial delay. There is a system, and you know, during the war, we turned off any kind of AltCorp acceptance, but we have turned that back on. Is there a chance for a goon crawl at FanFest instead of the official CCP one? Reykjavik is a small town. There, essentially, FanFest is a goon crawl. If there's enough of us there, and there always is, the entire thing becomes just one big goon party town, and it's wonderful. Questions about Typhoon doctrines. You know, one of the things, no escape, is even if Kahanas is Kahanas and, you know, is snarky back at you about that, I do like it when people bring up org delays or just concerns about things in the organization. Because one of the reasons why we do these firesides and why we have these questions and answers is that if there is like a, you know, a wheel that needs some grease somewhere in the organization, it's useful that I can be notified by it, by the line going, hey, what the fuck is up with this? And then if we investigate, system's working, that's great. But I appreciate you bringing that up at a fireside. Even if the answer is it's doing just fine and wait your turn. Can we get more peacetime cruiser doctrines? I hadn't thought about it as going to be not something that I'm really qualified to talk about right now. We have a lot of peacetime heavy assault cruiser doctrines. They're not listed as peacetime, but whatever the hell you call this shit. Dave is asking me in preparation again, guys, in about an hour from now at 21:30. That's going to be the official beginning of the cap training op on CC. But please do take the opportunity to make sure that you have gotten things ready on the test server. If your characters are not in Goon Swarm for whatever reason on the test server, because you've, you know, basically the CC mirror happens when it happens, you can apply to ASCII and Dave will accept you on the test server. So you don't have to worry about that over there. Interesting question. When is the State of the Goonians speech, or did I miss that like a dumbass? A State of the Goonians are something that we typically only do at major pivotal moments, oftentimes related to war. So we haven't had one in a hot minute. Whenever you guys, if you're relatively new, whenever you see a State of the Goonian, it's a big fucking deal. And so please do turn up with bells on. There's usually when we're about to say have the Battle of M2, or when we're about to sound the horn of Goondor, or when we're about to get invaded by the entire fucking galaxy and spend a year and a half at war. Those are usually the kind of events that result in a State of the Goonian. Good question. Guy Games just wants an Osprey Navy issue doctrine as the version of cheap Serbs. I personally love Onis myself. Like, I love just, I think they look a lot like attack helicopters, and I think it's super cool. Unfortunately, what is often a cool doctrine at a smaller gang filament level isn't necessarily great at block level, but I appreciate your appreciation for the Osprey Navy issue. It is a cool-ass ship, and it gives missile. All right, couple more questions, and we'll get going. Lots of people, okay, I'm really glad that you brought this up, Nima Zadirian, which is lots of people are still having ESI troubles with CapSwarm applications, even after the reauth. Is the recommendation to just still reauth again and hope? Essentially, everything involving ESI issues is just refresh, especially if you're getting 500 errors. That's oftentimes, that's the shit that's on CCP's side. You just have to keep trying. Is it frustrating? Yes. And that's why I'm glad that you brought it up on this fireside, such that I can publicly bitch about it in front of an audience about how CCP needs to fix their fucking shit when it comes to the ESI system. It's kind of like how they busted production and they did all this scarcity stuff, but oh, now we have prosperity and everything's fine. You know, there's chaos under heaven there. It is CCP's fault. The only thing to be done about it is to keep fighting and keep trying, and you will be able to get in there. Your frustration is valid. And I'm glad you brought it up such that we can remind people that when you run into ESI issues like that, you just have to keep trying. Fish update. The fish are very excitable at the moment because we are gearing up to move house here in a few weeks. And, you know, they've been looking out from their aquariums and they can see, you know, the humans are moving and putting things in boxes and there's lots of excitement. So there you go. If you can't get, okay, this is important. It's from the Edge. If you can't get into CapSwarm, Fight Club, or Titan Swarm, send the Edge a forum PM with a picture of your missing skill in the app, a picture of the character with a skill trained, and a picture of you sitting in the hull. So that is your emergency can't manage to reauth method, is to PM the Edge with that specific stuff. If you do not include the information that he has asked you to include, he will yell at you and hurt your feelings. And essentially, it's a proof of cap photo, as 6 of 5 points out. There you go. A question about trains. My trains are now boxed up because we are taking them to Michigan, but I'm very excited because there is a room in the lake house that I think is going to be perfect for a little British branch line layout. And the more as the world goes to hell, the more I'm likely to be meddling around with milk trains, because the British have six-wheeled milk tankers that I think are really cute, because trains. And there you go. All right. So, general comment about stockpiling materials and preparing for whatever CCP is going to do. I want people to understand that we are in an environment of what I would describe as regulatory risk. Not to put the lawyer hat on, but this is a classic situation of regulatory risk. We don't necessarily know what the Rattati administration is going to put on CC. We hope for the best. We have no real reason to trust a lot of the things that they have done in the past, because they've catastrophically fucked things up. So when we're talking about goons getting each other rich and doing whatever we can to make sure that our brothers and sisters in the trenches are as well armed and as well prepared as possible for whatever may come, that also means building up these PI stockpiles, building up stockpiles in general. And then when CCP, like, we will tell you on a fireside, like, now is the time to commit to crapping out capital ships, right? As it stands right now, there's a lot of things that are not worth building, but there is a lot of value in stockpiling and building up the inputs for a time when the Rattati administration gets its head out of its ass and we can be certain that the monkey's paw has not curled. So, oddly enough, if you've remembered the first discussion of scarcity when Rattati and all were sitting there, Rattati et al, I should say, were up there talking about how stockpiles were a problem, regulatory risk creates stockpiling behavior, because if we cannot trust what is going to be coming out of Reykjavik on any given Tuesday, then we find ourselves in a situation where the only sensible thing to do is to amass wealth and sit on stockpiles to be able to handle whatever crap may come. Again, indications are positive, but we will let you know. Get rich, get assets, sit on them, and be prepared to turn those into production. BP has a really good warning I should throw out for everyone. One thing that CCB did announce is that existing compressed ore types will turn into legacy compressed ore types. That means that, unless things change, your existing worth of compressed ore stockpiles will remain the same, and no old compressed ores will be able to be generated in the future, but they'll keep their prior value. Take that for what you will. Not my territory. Useful warning. There you go. According to Sniper Eagle, they're changing how the math works, and it shouldn't affect much. All right, boys and girls, I want to thank you for coming. You have about 1 hour to prepare for the capital training op, which will be on CC. Look at pings. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for enduring my attempt to shill. I will get better at it. Please like and subscribe as time goes by. Keep on keeping on. And again, like I said at the start of things, world is crazy, but at least the pandemic is easing up. Get out there, live every day to the fullest, take Warren Zevon's advice, and enjoy every sandwich. I will see you all here next week. Thank you for coming. Let's get back out there.